Castle and the Hunter. This is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning to you, and good morning to you, Jess, as well.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing today? How are you, Tyler?
I'm good. I was telling Jess off air earlier that I was ready for bed at 2 o'clock yesterday.
2 p.m.?
I literally, can I tell you, yeah. I got home from work, went to the gym, went for a swim, did our groceries. I was home, showered in my pajamas, full nighttime routine by about 2:30.
Did you then go to bed until now?
No, I wish I did.
You should have.
I totally should have.
Because that's a that's luxurious if you ever do that.
It was so good. Like, I, like, relaxed. I read a few chapters in my book. Like, I feel like I shut my eyes for maybe 10 minutes, but it wasn't really. It was just like a bit of shut eye.
Yeah, that's not the same, is it?
No, but it was nice to just, like, have no commitments in the afternoon, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's good, and I was in my jammies.
Relaxing at home. That's cool. It was sort of good weather for that.
Yeah, it was.
Like, lunch, I had a nice lunch yesterday, just on the back deck.
Oh, nice.
Because we just done all the garden.
Of
it was
course,
nice, like,
done the veggie patch.
Surveying the lands, if you will.
Your hard work.
Eating lunch and having a little coffee. It was great. What did you get up to, Jess?
Well,
yesterday?
I should have napped yesterday afternoon because I think everyone in my street, they just clearly on a different schedule to me, and about 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock, everyone decides to get the mower out, to get the whippersnipper
out, to bloody
nail gun grind stuff across the road. And I'm like, ugh,
rude.
So rude. I know none of you need to be in bed by 7, but I do.
I do, yeah.
I feel like we've uncovered a little, thing that we could ask the listener later in the show. Is it okay to bring out the mower at 7 o'clock in summer?
Absolutely not.
I did some research. 8 p.m., you got to shut up.
Well, 7, you're good to go, though.
7 is still very questionable, isn't it?
I've definitely done that. This summer, I reckon.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
It'll be me versus Jess, but that's for later.
It's on.
Jess will be in next as well for a first of five catch-up. We'll find out a little more detail on all those local news stories.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
So, Jess, investigations are still kind of ongoing into an alleged arson incident at Muswellbrook.
Yeah, so November 6th last year, emergency services were called to a home on Tamar Way. The occupants told police that they were inside, they heard glass shatter outside, and then they saw flames through their front windows. Jeez. Probably not something you want to be seeing outside
Never.
Your front window. It was later revealed that a Molotov cocktail had been thrown at the house, which... like a bottle with a flaming bit of cloth out the top.
That's like things you see in movies.
It
right?
is, literally. So officers attended. They've ended up finding some CCTV of the people who they think are probably responsible. So we've got those photos up on our website. If you know anything, give police a call.
Jeez, that's scary stuff. Switching gears now. These seniors travel card. Now, this is, but you'd be excited about this, wouldn't you? $250 for them to spend on travel.
I would have thought you would have been excited. You know,
yeah, you're closer to a senior than us.
Travel card.
Well, you know, I am. If I could get one, I would. But unfortunately, whenever I apply, they always reject me for some reason. Here's the interesting thing, though. They're giving you the money used for EV charging. Now, if you own a Tesla, do you really need a travel card?
Not really.
I mean, probably not. There are a couple of reasons why you can't get one. Crevo, not only are you not old enough, but you also live like in the Newcastle LGA, and Newcastle are exempt from this one again. So if you live in Lake Macquarie, Maitland and Port Stephens, you get it. But the government has decided that Newcastle doesn't count as regional. So
why?
Ask a government.
See, this is like the thing, though. They want their cake and to eat it too. They're always saying, oh, Newcastle regional city.
Yeah.
You know, and then you go, oh.
And yet.
Oh,
but we don't get any of the regional city perks.
It's for some money, is it? Oh, no, you guys are a big city now.
Yeah. I can. I'm in Maitland, so.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so when do you qualify for it?
Long time.
Long time.
Long time.
It's like, what is it, another 20 years or 30 years or something?
50.
I wish it was 60. Only 20 or 30 years away. I'm ready to retire now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Then you can nap all day.
Totally.
So
I'm an old woman.
Well, I was going to say, you go to bed before the sun goes down. Yeah. So you're already sweet there.
Sometimes I get the shits if the sun is still up. Like, I'm like, can the sun just go 100%. Down so I can go to bed, please? Oh. I am eligible for this pensioner's, like, extra cash. Easily.
Ready to go.
Totally.
Oh, well, hey, good for them, I guess, except for the people in Newcastle. Sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for that, Jess. Up next, remember the Fyre Fest?
Oh, how could you forget?
Like, obviously, there was the big, what do you call it, like, Netflix doco about it.
Yep.
This guy who is the main guy behind it, he's back.
What's his name, Jimmy?
Can't remember.
I think it's someone McFarlane.
Yeah, I put it out of my mind. Anyway, yeah. He's back and he's got a new business involving another party.
Oh, of course he does.
So I'll fill you in on all that up next.
Novos.
Rightly so, no one remembers his name. It's Billy McFarlane.
I knew it was McFarlane. I think I said Jimmy McFarlane. Very sorry to any Jimmy McFarlane that is out there. I didn't mean to offend you in that way.
Exactly. Hey, but anyway, this guy, he's obviously went off to jail.
Yeah, for quite a while, right?
5-6 years.
A couple of years,
he had $26 million in victim paybacks, basically, that he owed.
So did he, like, go bankrupt?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right.
Because he had less than that and spent it all.
Like an idiot.
Exactly. Anyway, so, but his new venture is basically a virtual version of Fyre Fest that he's calling Pyrate, spelt P-Y-R-T.
What? What's the, why? With the use of the Y?
I don't know. He loves it, obviously.
It's jinxed.
A lot of people, though, his ex-employees and stuff are saying, watch out, this guy, you know, he's up to his old tricks, which essentially he is, and he's already selling tickets and stuff.
I just don't understand anyone that would get sucked into his BS. Like, he's famously known for screwing this kind of stuff up, right?
Here's the thing, though, Tyler. Everyone has short attention spans now.
True.
And forgets everything like that. And as a result of that, of course he's going to get away with this.
Very true.
I mean, look, the good thing is, I guess this time it's a virtual one, so it's sort of like using the metaverse or something.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's still people's money.
It's still people's money and they're still getting ripped off.
I mean, good luck to him.
It's a new sucker born every
minute.
Big fat
loser.
Exactly.
Those with Tyler and Crevo, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, we know that e-scooters are a thing of the future, right?
Oh, I think they're going to be everywhere. Like when I was in Europe, Every street's got them. Everyone's riding two on an e-scooter.
Yep.
There's more than bikes, by far.
100%. Especially when they're easily accessible. And they're on trial at the moment in Melbourne. A whole stack of stats have just been released based on this trial in Melbourne. And I feel like this happened in Melbourne, but I feel like because we're trialing them here at the lake as well, I feel like the stats are going to be very similar.
I think you're right. I think this information that has just come out from these Melbourne e-scooters is going to be very interesting for us because it'll all play out the same.
Novos.
Yeah, so their 12-month trial is up. All this data has been released since.
So this is so interesting because obviously, being a modern item, the e-scooter, they collect a lot of data as well.
Yeah, of course.
Where like people go, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so a lot of that has been released. And it's mainly for, like, ride counts, the purpose for travel, and, like, police busts and stuff as well.
Oh, interesting.
So they reckon a total of 2.8 million trips have been completed in the last 12 months, which is a huge number.
That's mind-blowing, isn't it? Imagine if you had, you know, if you'd bought something in the past, like a new type of transportation, they went, 2.8 million people rode this. You go, that is popular. We got to keep that, right?
Very much so. And I mean, Melbourne, the population of Melbourne is what, 5 million?
Yeah.
So it's like half the population have had a ride.
That's wild. That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's huge, right? Over a similar period, though, Victoria Police dished out 865 fines for bad behaviour, which in the grand scheme of things really isn't all that much.
No, I reckon that's pretty good considering, millions of trips, literally.
Some of these fines, 219 counts of failing to chuck on a helmet, naughty.
Mm-hmm.
294 people have been busted on the footpath when you weren't supposed to be.
Right.
Dangerous. 143 occasions of dubbing your mate, which also isn't allowed on an e-scooter, which Nick Kyrgios made it very clear to us was not allowed to do.
He would have been one of those fines.
Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Did he get fined though? We don't know.
We'll never know.
All things considered, these numbers are very low. So I mean, perhaps cops were more lenient during the trial.
Maybe
they'll crack down on it more. But then there were, like, famous, like, viral stories of cops, like, towing away e-scooters dramatically through the city, being like, you're not allowed to have this anymore, I'm taking it off ya. All right, we'll find another one around town.
Yeah, exactly. There's not exactly a shortage, is there?
No. They did say that 40% of the users were commuters, like to and from work, which was great, but 60% were just exploring, which then 65% of that resulted in a purchase at a local business. So it's like, it just like allowing people to explore and it's an easy way of getting around town, it's actually encouraging people and to go shopping, right?
I can imagine.
And people are going shopping on them.
I can imagine a very handy situation in Newcastle.
Totally.
Right, for example, parking near Rascals in the city.
In the city,
is a nightmare. If I could just leave it at home and take an e-scooter in, I probably would.
Yep.
Because I just don't want to deal with that.
Anywhere through there is a pain in the A to park.
Yeah, if you could just scoot in, I 100% would.
They totally should do it. And I mean, I wonder if the results would be similar here. Because we're trialling them at the lake at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, and they need to bring him into Newcastle and make it a cheap option.
I agree.
Like just a couple of dollars a trip, I'd be happy as Larry.
Oh, I wonder what their reservations are.
I don't know. I think it's just new.
Yeah.
And they're worried about it.
It's foreign.
But like I said, in Europe, they're just everywhere.
Well,
and people use them all day, every day.
I think they're going to hang around in Melbourne too, because the mayor, Sally Cat, bloody loves it. She uses one every day on the way to work. So I wonder if Niwatali could jump on one too.
That's a great tip. Let's get her on one as soon as possible.
Done.
Up next, we love a story about North Korea because it's just so fascinating.
It is.
And I've got an absolute gem of a story, including what happens if you're caught watching an adult movie in North Korea.
Oh, my God. Can't wait.
Details on the way next.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. The Novos. New FM.
And a good morning to you if you're just joining us. And good morning to DJ Mike, our producer, as well. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Ready to take on Tuesday.
What a great day it's going to be, too.
It is. It is.
Indeed. Of course, it is going to be a good day if you want to take on $50 worth of free fuel.
Yes.
This is week two of our brand new game, Three of a Kind. We'll give you three things. You identify the theme. First of two, best of three. Now, we did have Nicole, our big fat loser yesterday. We want her as our runner-up again this morning. So we tried calling earlier. No dice from Nicole. Nicole, if you're listening now, give us a buzz. 4967-4105. And if you want to take on Nicole to win $50 worth of free fuel, join the show. 4967-4105. Three of a kind. Very simple game.
Oh, it is. And it couldn't be an easier way to get yourself some free petrol. The number once more. 4967-4105. Give us a buzz if you want to play Three of a Kind up next as you wake up with the Novo.
2-3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Of course, a very simple game. We give you three things. You identify the theme. First of two, best of three. You walk away a winner, Crevo.
That's right. You're going to get yourself $50 worth of free petrol. We're playing this every morning around this time, so get involved.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can walk away with free fuel for like a minute's worth of work.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than that pay-wise.
Yeah.
Let's meet our first contestant. It's Matrika. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What's on for today?
I'm going to work, mate.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I am the NDIS worker.
Okay, cool,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, hang on the line there. We've also got Jack.
In Toronto this morning. Hi, Jack. Oh, no, we've lost Jack.
We lost Jack. That's frustrating.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Oh, well, it looks like, Matrika, I think we're just going to declare you an instant winner, because...
Do you want him to...
Oh, hang on, DJ Mike's getting a contestant up.
Shall we get you and Matrika to do a bit of a test run here?
Yeah, let's do it. All right,
so, guys, your names, your buzzers.
Hang on. I've just got to fix this phone line.
Okay, all right.
Hang on. Let's just do that. All right, we're good to go now, I think.
All right, your names are your buzzers. Boys, are we both ready?
Matrika, do you want to test your buzzer?
Okay, I haven't played this game before, but I'll try.
Oh, that's all right. We'll explain it to you. There's going to be three things, and you've got to basically figure out what the theme is, all right? And then if you know what it is, say your name. So you go, Matrika, and then it's your turn, all right?
Are we ready?
You might lost me again as well, because I'm driving. Maybe the reception will be gone.
All good, mate. All good. Let's get into it. All right. Here's a little test run for you. Wallsend, Mayfield, Adamstown.
Matrika.
Yeah, what is it? What do you reckon it is?
The
suburb. Yeah,
easy peasy. See,
simple,
you know how it works. Done. All right. I think we've got a runner. We think we've got a backup here. Let's go to Greg in Raymond Terrace. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Greg?
Yeah, good, Mark.
That's the way. All right. Are you ready to go as well?
Yeah, let's have a crack at it.
Fantastic.
All right. Greg, should we do our first one?
Yep.
Your names are your buzzers, boys. Let's do it. Cruise, Commodore, Colorado.
Greg.
Oh, yeah,
what
that was
it?
Greg. What is it?
They're all cars. Holden cars.
Holden cars is specifically what we're after. That's 1 point to Greg. Well done. All right. We're moving on to the second one. Popcorn chicken, wicked wings, Zinger burger.
Greg.
Oh, that's Greg as well. What was that?
KFC.
KFC food indeed.
That is correct. Well done.
Greg's a winner.
Sure is. $50 worth of petrol, all yours, my man. Simple as that. If you want to have a go, of course, we're back tomorrow with three of a kind.
So simple.
Yeah, certainly is. Look, this is an interesting story about police officers.
Yeah.
And how they've been caught getting it on.
Oh.
In the police station car park.
In the car park.
Of all places.
They couldn't even make it home.
Well, that's the thing. And of course, we're going to fill you in on all the juicy details up next.
Boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
But we move to New York for this particular story.
Okay.
So this guy, he's walking past the police station, like the car park at the back of one.
Yeah.
And he hears this lady screaming. And he goes, oh, my God. And lucky, he goes, the police are right there. I'll just call the cops, right?
Yeah.
So
this woman needs help.
Obviously. And he's worried, doesn't know what to do. He calls the police. The police rush out to the car park at the back. What's going on? Turns out it's two officers who are currently doing the dirty.
Getting it on.
In the car park.
No.
Like, wait till you get home.
And so were these two said police officers, like, knowingly together? Do people know that they were getting it on?
Here's the very confusing thing about this story, and I've tried, like, I've found two different versions of the same news story.
Yeah.
And they both use the phrase, who were partners. Now, does that mean they're partners?
Work partners?
Like crime, you know, fighting crime partners?
Yeah.
Or does that mean that they're partners in the
outside
bedroom?
Of work.
Either way, don't do it in the car park.
I was going to say, it's even more stupid if they are partners outside of work, because they would clearly, like, be familiar with each other's homes, or even better, live together.
Exactly.
Go home.
That's what I was thinking.
Get it on in the comfort of your own house.
There's, like, the car park of all places.
Also too.
Yeah.
Like, if a bystander is concerned for a woman's, like, health and safety based on her scream, you would think that there is something very wrong. What kind of noises is this woman letting out whilst getting it on?
Well, that's a great
question.
To
make someone think that she's in deep trouble.
And what? Yeah, that's right. That's some real screaming.
Like, if I'm
isn't
hearing
it?
A blood-curdling scream, I'm thinking someone is in a lot of danger.
They're obviously having a lot of fun, is all I can say.
Literally quite the opposite of danger.
Yeah, but
would
it
you
sounds
say?
Like danger. All I can say is
the poor bloke that called the cops on.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the embarrassment of that?
Great story. Very embarrassing. Oh, glad it had nothing to do with us.
For everyone involved.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, yesterday was walking into Mayfield Woolies as a young family were walking out.
Okay.
And obviously the kids, three young boys, were just, you know, bickering and just being young boys.
Yeah, of course.
One of them farted on the other. And then said, oh, Mum, he just let Fluffy off the chain on me. And I was like, oh, I have not heard that saying, I reckon, since school. Fluffy Who let off Fluffy off the chain?
It's a good one. It's a classic.
It's so good. So I wanted to know, on 4967, 4105, how do you say someone ripped a fart in your household?
Oh, this is good.
Because Fluffy off the chain is good.
There's so, such a variety, though, as well.
Yeah, like who dropped their guts.
That's a good one.
That's gross.
We say in our house, degassed.
That's the good. That's a good one. That's a very fancy way of saying I just farted.
Who degassed? 4967-4105. I know this is a basic one this morning, but how do you say it in your house? The more creative and or a classic, the better.
Yeah, 100%. Because it's never not funny. Farts are never not funny.
The best callers on air, two tickets to Come From Away at the Civic Theatre Newcastle from Thursday the 15th of February. Get your tickets now from civictheatrenewcastle.com.au. These are hot tickets at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the shows are sold out, but we've managed to get our hands on some, and they could be yours just by calling the show, 4967-4105. How do you say it in your house?
Or so funny.
Or maybe like your family has a funny one. That
yeah,
you just,
or someone you know.
Exactly.
Dob them in.
4967-4105. If you want the tickets and you've got a good little, I guess, gem to add to our pile of gems.
Yeah.
Up next as you wake up with a no-no.
The no-no. And we are asking on 4967-4105, how do you say someone ripped a fart in your household? I heard some kids in Mayfield Woolies yesterday say, oh, Mum, who just let Fluffy off the chain? Which made me, it just transported me back to my younger days. I haven't heard that in such a long time, but there are so many ways.
Nostalgic for you, was it?
Oh, it was very nostalgic for me. But I mean, that's true. There are so many ways to say someone ripped a fart, right? It's funny.
It's very true. Let's meet Corey first. How are you?
Oh, got a bit of a dodgy line there. Corey, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You can hardly hear what Corey's saying.
We might go to Anthony in Cessnock first and then see if we can come back to Corey. Hi, we'll Anthony. See. How are you
Morning,
today?
Nobos. How are we?
Very well, mate. Brilliant. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. It's a lovely day today.
Oh, so, isn't it what? Tell us, how do you say someone ripped a fart in your household?
Well, I have three stinky young boys, and one of them's a bit stinkier than the rest, and I said to him, I crawled up your ass and bloody well died, and he replied, a skunk. So he's now known as Skunky Bum.
Skunky Bum is good.
That is a good one. What age is this one?
Five or six, so he's 16 now, so it was some time ago, but yeah, he's still known as Skunky Bum.
I was going to say, has Skunky Bum stuck?
Yes.
That's the best.
Question for you, Anthony. Has he remained like the stinkier one all these years later?
Oh, I don't know. His younger brother's catching up really quickly, eh?
Boys are stinky, aren't they?
Oh, mate.
Definitely.
Stinky boys. I remember once Marcus ripped a fart in public once and some bloke just said to him, did you just airbrush your boxes?
That's a good one. But in our house growing up, it was who shot a bunny?
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Who shot a bunny?
Yeah. Well, apparently, I guess after a little while, like a few days in the sun, they start to really
smell.
Yeah,
they would be stanky. Mum and Dad used to call it a cheek slapper.
There we go. That's pretty good as well. Hey, what's the goss up next, Tyler?
Yeah, of course. Yesterday, we spoke on the show about Kylie Jenner finally revealing her 11-month-old baby's name.
Mm.
Doesn't really translate well in some other languages, and it's quite funny. I'm going to fill you in on exactly what it means next.
The Novos with Tyler and Priva.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
I got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
So yesterday, Creamer, we spoke on the show about Kylie Jenner renaming her 11-month-old.
That's right.
Right when he was born, they announced his name was Wolf. A few weeks later, they were like, doesn't really look like a wolf. It's already on his passport, his birth certificates.
Oh, what a pain that
would
be.
But oh well. We'll make everyone wait almost a year until we figure out what we want to call him next. And then right before his 12-month birthday, yesterday, his first birthday, they announced that his name is Air.
That's
A-I-R-E.
Right. Don't they have another one called Windy or something?
Stormy.
Stormy. I knew it was one of the weathers.
My prediction is that their next three children will be Wind with an E, Fire with an E, Earth with an E. So then they'll have all of the elements, fire, including a storm.
Hang on. Fire with an E. At the end.
Double E. Fiery.
Okay, good. I was going to say, it's already got one.
It turns out, though, that Air with an E may get some strange looks if he ever visits the Middle East.
Oh, why is that?
Literally moments after Kylie Jenner announced this baby's new name on Saturday, fans took to social media to point out that it actually means penis in Arabic.
Oh, they didn't look that one up, did they?
They didn't check this out. No, someone said in the comment section, his name doesn't translate well. Someone else on Twitter said that air is a common slang word for Mai Wang.
There you go. I mean, they should have stuck with Wolf, is all
should
I can
say. Should have stuck with Wolf. Someone did say, God help her if she brings him to the Middle East. That poor bloke is not going to be welcomed very well over here.
Oh, my God. I mean, sure, okay, they're going to go over there in their private jet and they will be fine.
Of course.
But everyone will be giggling.
Everyone's going to be laughing at them.
A little passport desk, you know, when you go through immigration. Doesn't matter if you're the richest person in the world, you still got to go
through.
You're
still going to get laughed at.
You're still going to get laughed at immigration.
I did do a check on Urban Dictionary, though, and it's spelt differently, but it still means the same thing. But a lot of people, like a lot of people that from the Middle East or that speak Arabic didn't know that it translated to penis in certain circumstances as well. So it's not a complete write-off.
Still.
But it's also a complete write-off.
Yeah, what you'd be kicking yourself. God, we should have stuck with Wolf.
Imagine if they take him to school and they're like, hello, this is my son. Meet my little penis.
It's pretty much what they're saying, isn't it, without knowing that. You wake you up with a note.
Novos. Yeah, yesterday I had to attack the groceries on my own. Not good at it. Obviously because my partner Marcus works at Woolworths. He knows his way around a supermarket, right?
So
when I have to do it on my own, I turn to water.
I can't believe you just walked out without the gravy.
Couldn't find it, so we went without.
So you just had dry meat last night?
Yeah, no, schnitty with no gravy, which is a rip. Yeah. Like, forget it. But, I mean, it was way more traumatic to have to walk through Woolies trying to find the gravy.
Traumatic.
Traumatic is what I'm calling it. So we're asking on 4967 4105, what skill do you lack as an adult? And, I mean, surely it's a thing, right?
How have you gotten to this age not being able to do the groceries?
We've got Jenny on the phone this morning. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, Groovers, and happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you too as well. Now tell us, what skill do you lack as an adult?
I'm lacking the monkey bars, to be honest.
You got all this way and couldn't do it, even back in school, and then never learnt?
No, it's all different, mate. Like, back in my day, they were basically, you could climb at a ladder, and you go across one bar, and you go down the ladder.
They used to be so high, right?
Now, well, I'm short anyway, so everything's high. Now, I climb this monstrous kind of ball-looking thing, and I'm short, I'm a bit awkward on a monkey bar. You can see it, you can just imagine it. And I couldn't get down. And the way I got down, I had blisters all over my hand. I pulled a muscle in my shoulder and back of my elbow. And my 15-year-old said, Mom, you're just too old for this shit.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Oh, well, you're still young at heart, Jenny, for even tackling the monkey bars at this point. We've got Lee in Cameron Park as well. Hi, Lee.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, what skill do you lack as an adult?
Oh, mate, I just lack being an adult in general. Yeah. All the skills.
Yeah. Does that include doing the groceries as well, Lee?
Oh, I lack it everything, the whole lot. I don't do the groceries, none of it.
That makes me feel a lot better. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Well, good. Lee's like, yep, good.
Yeah, that's
happy
it.
Now. That's why I'm here. Now give us the tickets.
Does make me feel a lot better, but it doesn't make me any better at the groceries. So we're still at a loss here.
I feel like that can be studied, though.
Do you think? Or it can just be done by Marcus for the rest of life.
Okay, that's easy as well. Why not do
easier.
That?
Thank you.
That's the simple path.
There's a solution.
Next, we love an animal story on this show.
Of course we do.
And this one involves a giant seal. Now, when I say giant, this thing is as round as a blueberry.
In fact,
it looks like that blueberry lady on Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. You know that lady, they turn her into a blueberry and roll her out?
Yeah.
This seal is like that. We've got the full details, and you want to hear this story up next as you wake up with an Ovo.
These guys are local as Tyler and Crevo, waking up Newcastle and Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
All right, Tyler.
So yesterday I was at the supermarket by myself, which is something that doesn't happen very often.
Rare for you.
Yes, because my partner Marcus works at Woolies.
So that what you mean is he does all the shopping?
He does the majority of it. And then if we do it together, we do it together. Very rarely will I do it on my own.
Okay.
I honestly was looking for the gravy for 15 minutes yesterday before I could even find it.
Why didn't you just go to the little list thing at the end of each aisle?
There was none. Not at Mayfield Woolies. I couldn't find any yesterday. And then I asked someone. They're like, oh, aisle 4? Wasn't aisle 4. I was like, well, I'm not really sure how to navigate this. I don't do the groceries on my own. And because Marcus works at a supermarket, he just knows where everything is.
So he just does it all.
So I was walking around like a lost puppy yesterday. All through Mayfair Woolies, walked out without gravy because I gave up.
You gave up?
I didn't even. I was like, well, we don't get gravy for dinner tonight because I just can't be bothered looking for it. I just did the outside. I just did the fruit and veg, the fresh stuff, the milk, the butter. Got out of there.
Done.
Bread, done. You're not getting anything in an aisle because I can't find anything.
Do you not know how to do shopping?
Nah. I'm not good at it.
This is crazy. How can you get to... I know it's not polite to ask
I'm 28.
How do you get to 28 and not know how to do shopping?
Don't know.
You have and a partner who does it, yep, is the answer.
Pretty much. So I'm wanting to know, is there anyone else out there like me on 4967 4105? What skill do you lack as an adult?
Like, obviously shopping's extreme. I doubt there's anyone else for that. But maybe other things you should get to this age...
Things you should know by now.
And should be able to do.
Yes.
You know, like the classic is maybe change a tyre.
Never done that either.
There's a lot for you, but I was hoping for someone else. 4967 4105. What skill do you lack as an adult? Oh, best callers on air today. Two tickets to Come From Away at Civic Theatre Newcastle. That's on from Thursday the 15th of Feb. Tickets now. civictheatrenewcastle.com.au.
I've heard good things about this show, Crevo.
A lot of the show's already sold out. We've managed to get ourselves some tickets for you. 4967 4105. What skill do you lack as an adult? Or... dob in your partner.
Yeah, dob some money in.
Have they got to full adult age and they can't do some very basic thing? We'd love to get your stories on the air next. And it's time to talk about this seal gone wild.
Novos.
Yeah, so in this little town off Port Phillip Bay, this seal, they call him Henry, he's absolutely massive. I'm talking, this thing has obviously eaten so many fish.
You think?
It's really, really fat.
He's a big chunky boy.
The fattest seal I've ever seen anywhere, even in a zoo.
Like, wow.
They'd probably go, oh, you're grossly overfeeding him if they had him in a zoo.
So he would, like, if he tried to roll over someone, he'd squish him.
Definitely. He's just
that's a hazard.
He looks like, imagine this, right, a giant sausage.
Yeah.
They've just stuffed so much that's like flopping over the sides.
Yeah, right.
He's got so much weight, he's not round, he's sort of plump, I guess, like sort of bulging at the sides. Anyway, he comes out of Port Phillip Bay on Friday and he just goes mad. Like he just gets like getting around town, flip-flap flopping everywhere, doing these sort of ones, you know, making his noise and stuff. And then he sees a servo.
Oh, he's like, yeah, let's get some snacks.
Well, he thinks, geez, I could go like a packet of Twisties and a couple of Mars bars or something, right? And he looks at the servo and he looks at the Twisties and then he just crashes through the window.
Oh, he breaks in.
Breaks into the servo and just wreaks absolute havoc. He's in the sausage rolls. He's in the, like, in the Snickers. He's just eating everything, rolling around in this servo, looking for fish probably as well, which
likely.
I doubt they have. Unlikely. Maybe.
Snag roll. Rat coffin is what you find. No fish.
Yeah, a couple of pies. And he just wreaks absolute havoc. There's some amazing footage of him just rolling into the servo and rolling back out again.
Imagine being the poor staff member working at the servo.
As long as it's not your servo, you'd be fine.
Are there any protocols in place for when you get robbed by a seal at a servo?
There is.
I think, like, there should be now. Henry the giant seal's on the loose.
You can't even call the cops. What are they won't believe you, first of all. And what are they going to do?
Yeah, they're going to get squished by
you. You can't handcuff him. What can you flipper cuff him? I don't think
they've got handcuffs, flipper cuffs big enough for Henry the seal.
They don't have flipper cuffs in the cruiser. Like, they're in big trouble. Anyway, Henry the seal has escaped. He's safe. And he picked up a bottle of Gatorade on the way out. So all's well that ends well. It was thirsty work robbing a servo.
Bloody oath.
Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, yesterday on the show, I mentioned to you that my world had came crashing down around me.
You were visibly distressed. I'm talking shaking, like...
pale.
You were looking, your eyes were plenty. Darting around.
Yep.
It was serious.
Serious business. All because one of the best eateries in town announced their closure over the Christmas break. 4 days into 2023, I was like, oh, we're up shit creaky without a paddle, mate.
Crevo, I don't know what to do. I was like, calm down.
One day ago... So I lived through hell for about 3 weeks. One day ago, the announcement of Masa Madre Nui reopening.
One day ago. Do you mean yesterday?
Yes. Yesterday it was announced. Sunday night, to be precise.
Okay.
It was announced that a local legend, Andrew Dunn, from the Lass in Wickham, has purchased Masa Madre in Newey, and the reopening is very close.
So, look how excited you are.
Mate, I cannot tell you. This is one of the best days of my life.
Your eyes are sparkling. Like
I've gone from rock bottom to on top of the world.
Like you've just seen a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
That's
you're
literally
like, I'm on
what
the
it
way.
Feels like.
This, we're going to have a chat to him next and find out all about what's going on.
He's my hero.
Well, that's the case, but you've also got some serious questions for him.
I'm going to make sure that he knows what he's up for.
Because this is, for you, this is one of the most important institutions in Newcastle.
If he buggers this up.
This is no messing around in Tyler's book. You're waking up with the Novos. We're going to chat to him next. Find out about the fate of Masa Madre in minutes here at New FM. And oh my God, it's time to talk pizza, if you will.
If you will.
Let's do this. Oh my God, the Masa Madre drama. Explain it first.
Of course. On the show yesterday, I let you know that my world had come crashing down because Steve and the team decided to close the doors at Masa Madre, which of course literally ruined 2023 for me. But they have redeemed themselves all because of one local legend, Andrew Dunn, who runs the Lass O'Garry Hotel in Wickham. He's decided to take over Masa Madre and honestly bring back a zest for life. For not only me, but a lot of Newcastle locals. And he joins us on the phone right now, Andrew Dunney. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Tyler and Crevo. How are you?
Oh, never better. You should see, I've got to explain the look on Tyler's face right now. Her little eyes are like shining, like two little sapphires. And it's as if she's seen a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. There's all of like, you know when you do the biggest smile you can, all your eyes go a little bit smaller? It's that vibes going on because she is so excited and I am too.
So am I. I had a similar look when I was signing contracts with Steve and Naomi just the other day. He passed the mother to me.
Yep.
And the peel.
Yep.
In a very important ceremony.
You were knighted by the peel, I saw on your social media. You'd been knighted. So you're officially a part of the Masa Madre team.
Yes. Very, very excited.
Honestly.
Behind that hot, hot oven.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I mean, you deserve it because it's the best pizza place in town. And honestly, is it weird for me to confess my love to you if we don't know each other?
Let's go.
All right. Wow, I love you so much.
Be at Masa Madre.
Yep. I mean, oh my God, this is the best. Now, I want to let you know, I'm not sure if you're aware of the responsibility of you now upholding the reputation of Masa Madre. Do you know what you've signed up for? Are you aware of the pressure?
I am well aware. This is the best pizza in Newcastle. I fell in love with it as soon as it opened. It got me through COVID. I had my first date there with my fiance, and I just really want to continue how great it is and just keep going with it.
Of course. And now that leads me to my next question. What's your plan? Are you going to keep it as OG as possible? Are you going to make any changes? Are you going to add a Dunny twist to a menu? Or what's the plan moving forward?
I think I don't want to change the menu at all. It's perfect. If anything, I might just add one or two options.
Yep.
I want to keep it very OG. I want to keep re-engage all the current staff. And I kind of explained this to Steve the other day. I just really want the only change to be me behind that pizza oven there.
That's amazing because, okay, there is one thing that Tyler has been really nervous about. Listen to her cracking her knuckles as I get ready to ask this question. She wants to know about the whipped feta.
Please tell me it's staying on the menu.
Of course.
Oh,
of course. How could I take that off?
God, honestly, I was going to have to start chasing old stuff for the recipe.
have you learnt how to do it yet?
I had a very, very deep, intense learning day with Steve the other day. I recorded everything on my phone, so I hold the Masa Madre secrets, and I get the keys to the place in the next few days.
Okay.
And then it'll be a big cooking adventure and engaging all the staff and trying to taste everything, get it perfect before we reopen.
When? Do we have a date?
I'm not going to set a date, but I'm just going to suggest everyone follow our Instagram or Facebook, and I'll post some updates on there. Until then, probably go and see our wonderful friends at Tyres Hill Bar Soul.
Oh, yes.
The closest thing to Massa Madre. Really good pizza from a real Italian.
There we go. That's cool. Now, just a quick question, because you mentioned you're doing, like, a lot of testing and tasting. Do you reckon we could get Tyler in? Because she is, I think she's, a, you know, Newcastle's number one Massa Madre fan. Do you think we could get her in to do some of the tasting?
I think that's a really good point.
Oh,
I
my
think
God.
We should do that.
Awesome. Let's oh set God. That.
You've honestly made my whole week. I would be more than happy to come in and taste test, and I will give you honest feedback. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm not gonna pussyfoot. I will honestly be the best taste tester that you will ever have. I promise you.
Sounds good. Okay. What's your favourite pizza on their menu?
The zucchini pizza by far.
Same. That's my healthy option. If I'm hungover, it's the four cheese with hot salami.
Also, very impartial to the, this is a weird combination, but the corn and bacon pizza, so good.
Yeah, that goes so well.
Listen to you two waxing poetic about Massa Madre pizzas. It's just lovely.
Well, of course, keep an eye on the Massa Madre Nui Instagram and Facebook page for some reopening dates. Dunny, you've saved my life. You've saved everyone's life around Newcastle that is a huge Massa Madre fan, and we cannot wait to see you behind that big pizza oven in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to let you taste them all. Thanks,
so
Tyler and Kuba.
Yeah, you're very welcome, man. It's going to be awesome. And, of course, we'll do something with the socials as well.
Absolutely.
At the Novos _, watch our Instagram too.
Yes.
Because Tyler will be doing real taste testing over at Massa Madre.
I promise you I will take this job very seriously. It's for the people.
Okay. Next, though, we're giving away cash on the show.
Yeah, of course, our trivia check. $275 up for grabs. It did jackpot because no one got the questions correct yesterday.
It's just one question between you and the money. If you want to play, 4967-4105. I'm enjoying the Italian vibe.
Yes, so
trivia
good.
Check. It's a one-off thing. We can do it.
Yeah.
4967-4105. If you want to play trivia check and win yourself $275 next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Of course, $275.
It couldn't be any easier. You just answer one question correctly, you win the money.
So
one question,
easy.
Cash.
Yeah.
There's no easier way to win money in Newcastle. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
We've got Sharon in Cameron Park this morning. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are you up to Good. Today?
Just getting ready to start work.
Oh, where do you work? What do you do for work?
Aged care.
Oh, fun. Now, $275, Sharon, what would you do if you won this cash?
Oh, I don't know. I might put it away for Australia Day.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a bit of fun. You having a bit of a party? You going to the pub? What's your plan?
Oh, no, probably just a family barbecue.
Great
Excellent.
Idea.
You can buy a couple of steaks with that. One of the nice, like, T-bones or something would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. That'd be good.
You love a juicy steak, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's get down to it. Now, don't forget, Sharon, we've got a five-second timer here. Don't let that get in your head, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit you. The Earth is approximately how many kilometres away from the sun?
1,300,000.
Oh, so close.
1,000,000. Is it 1,300,000,
Tyler? It's 150,000,000 kilometres.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Sharon. I mean, it was a close guess, though.
That's all right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We will play again at the end of the show before 9 o'clock if you want another crack at $275.
If you think you're pretty good at trivia, this is your time to shine.
The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, Tyler, on my holiday, during the, like, trip around France.
Yeah.
Because it was very cold, I noticed a lot of, like, a lot of people there are wearing the typical French beret.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of like a beanie, right?
Sort of, yeah. They're made.
It holds the heat.
The traditional ones are made of wool, so they're kind of, like, waterproof and stuff. And I saw a few people wearing them, and I was like, oh, I kind of want one of them.
Did you get one?
I was looking at them. I saw people, and I was like, oh, jeez. And we walked past this... This proper hat shop.
Yeah.
Like an old school hat shop, haberdashery type place.
Yeah.
And I was like, Emmy, let's just go in here and have a look. Next thing, she's got the measuring tape out. It's measuring my head.
and I've purchased myself a traditional made in France wool beret.
Goes to Paris once, thinks he's a Frenchman.
I wore it around because it was in France, you can get away with it,
yes,
right? Because
of course.
not everyone's wearing them. I reckon like 10% of people.
What about here in Mayfield? Do you reckon you could pull it off?
Here's the thing. It's not the season, so I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
It's a winter hat.
Yep.
But I'm wondering,
Can you pull it off?
Can I pull it off here in Australia?
We have. I have taken a sneaky photo of you repping the beret and put it up on our Instagram at @thenovos_. Please go and I urge you to go and look at our Instagram story right now. Please vote on the poll as well. Can Crevo pull off a beret?
Have a look at the photo and tell me, because I'm in two minds. Like in France, I was comfortable. It was easy.
Great.
Here, I'm a bit nervous. Do I look like a bit of a twit?
Nah, I think you look great.
This is the question. All right, call the show, 4967 4105. Have a look at the pictures or just make a judgment without even looking at it. I don't care. Right, everyone that goes calls up the show in the draw for two tickets to Come From Away at the Civic Theatre Newcastle from Thursday 15th of Feb. These are hot tickets. A lot of them are sold out on a lot of shows, but we've still got some. 4967 4105. Can I pull off a beret? I'm unsure and I'm not confident about it. We'll get the poll results on the air next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Okay, so of course we're discussing whether I can pull off a beret. This is after I went to France,
yep,
bought a beret, and very quickly I've realised I can wear it there, but I'm not sure if I can wear it here.
I totally think you can pull it off.
See, now, this is interesting because I'm not confident myself.
It suits you. I like it.
Okay, well, hey, I'll take your vote. I will take it.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones, though, and figure this out. And then, of course, you can vote at @thenovos_. We put a poll up because based on all this, I'll wear it or not around town.
Was it expensive, can I ask, before we go to the caller?
I think it was like $80 or something.
Oh, wow, that is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
But it's a good quality one, right?
Yeah, it's like made in France, pure wool.
So and if you okay.
It wasn't crazy money. Like, yeah. An Akubra will be double that.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, it's not too much money.
Let's get a hot take from Ethan in Cessnock this morning. Hi, Ethan.
Hey.
Now, tell us, have you seen the photo of Crevo? Do you think he can pull off a beret?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think so?
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is a hot take. We'll take it.
That is just a straight yes answer as well. Okay, that's one vote to yes. Let's go to Katie in Cardiff this morning. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Now tell us, you've seen the photo.
What are your thoughts?
The beret is a yay. Absolute yay.
Yes.
You know what? That's awesome. 100% of callers are saying I should wear it. Maybe I could even wear it. It's not a summer hat.
No, you'll get a bit sweaty under that thing.
Yeah,
Crevo, I must say, once you've started with a beret, it's opened all new avenues to hat wear for you. And you mentioned the Akubra. I think you should just go into all fun hats now.
Totally.
You know what?
I'm Team Katie here.
My hair is thinning. This could work really well for me.
Totally could.
Yep, okay, fantastic.
I'm going to tell you, though.
Let's go to the poll, because 100% of callers right now, my confidence is boosted, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to wear the beret around town, Mayfield, Warrabrook, maybe even over the bridge to Sandgate.
Totally. I hate to break your little heart, but 57% of the votes are saying you cannot pull off a beret.
Oh, no,
it's quite tight, though. 57% saying no. 43% of voters are saying yes, though.
You know what? I'm going to hold tight until the end of the day and then see what the results are there, because votes still coming in, obviously.
That's it. People are only just showing up to work and having a quick scroll.
Having a little Instagram scroll.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes through the day. You know what, though? With the votes on the phone, right now it's pretty tight.
It is very tight.
You know
what
they say with democracy? Your vote really does count.
Totally does count. So vote. Head to our Instagram @thenovos_, because this is like life or death for Crevo.
It certainly is.
What's the goss up next? Doja Cat was covered in 30,000 Swarovski crystals, bright red, for a Shea Pirelli show over, I think it was in Paris. Paris Fashion Week's kicking off.
So covered in crystals.
She has doused herself.
Head to toe. Full details on the NX with What's the Goss as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele?
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my
What's the goss? UFM.
Yeah, Doja Cat was turning heads when she arrived at the Shea Pirelli fashion show for Paris Fashion Week that's kicked off overnight. Literally covered head to toe in red Swarovski crystals.
Now, this is wild because you've just shown me the photo and you said, who do you think this is?
You can't really tell who it is, can you?
She looks like she's turned herself into a lizard.
Fully.
Because the red they're not diamonds.
Crystals.
But they're bright red and they look like she's covered in some kind of scales.
Yeah, she does look scaly, doesn't she? She looks amazing, though. 30,000 crystals were applied by hand. Her makeup artist revealed it took 4 hours and 58 minutes to create, so just shy of 5 hours. She said the final product was a magical, mesmerizing masterpiece of sparkling brilliance. She also thanked Doja Cat for her sublime patience during the whole process as well.
See, often with these, you know, fashion week things, they create clothes that are so ridiculous you can't actually understand what's going on.
No, you've like got to take the whole day off work to get ready.
Exactly. But with this, it's actually amazing even for your average punter. You can look at that and go, wow.
You can appreciate the hard work that's gone into it, but it's incredible. Also like a piece of art.
That's the thing, and I think that's what's so intriguing about it. You definitely want to have a look at these pictures online because she just looks it's so interesting, and there's obviously so much work gone into this.
You'll see them floating online. She's going viral for it already, but the front row of this particular fashion show was wild because to her right was Kylie Jenner, sitting there with a giant lion head attached to her dress.
And this is not just sort of a little, like, toy lion. It's a full-size lion head.
It looks like a real-life-size lion. But they did say they made sure that they went out of their way to say no animals were harmed in the making of any of these looks. Because imagine if it was a real lion. They would have been cancelled. She would have been cancelled forever.
That's it. That would be the end of their careers. And that says a lot for that lot.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so all throughout the show, we've been putting you in the draw, if you call the show, to win two tickets to Come From Away at Civic Theatre Newcastle from Thursday the 15th of February. Get your tickets, buy them yourself from civictheatrenewcastle.com.au. But if you've called the show this morning, you are in the draw, and we've awarded them this morning to Anthony, who called to talk about how basically he says fart in his house. I know, a little bit of context needed, but yeah, that's essentially what it is. This is what happened this morning.
Well, I have three stinky young boys, and one of them's a bit stinkier than the rest, and I said to him, I crawled up your ass and bloody well died, and he replied, a skunk. So he's now known as Skunky Bump.
Skunky Bump? So now, in Anthony's family, every time someone rips a fart, they go, did you just rip a skunky bum? That's hilarious.
And a great call. And thank you so much for joining the show. Thanks to everyone who has. You've got those two tickets, Anthony. Well done.
Yeah, of course. And anyone who joins the show for the rest of the week, they could be in the same boat as Anthony, going off to see Come From Away.
Exactly.
Now, up next, Crevo, I've come across something in Hamilton that has kind of left me scratching my head.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, huge mystery. And I'm sure I'm not the only Novocastrian that is feeling the same way. I'm going to tell you what it is next because I feel like it's a busy road in Hamilton as well. I feel like anyone who has driven past it over the last couple of days would be like, what the hell is going on here? I want answers.
We're going to try and sort this out. Solve the mystery of Hamilton up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Now, over the weekend, Crevo, I'm driving up Chatham Road in Hamilton, kind of right there near the race course. I think Merriweather High is there as well.
Yeah, I know that. I know what you mean.
And I'm heading kind of towards Glebe Road from the Nine Ways.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm driving up along there. Now, I need everyone's help to try and sort out what the hell is going on here. Newcastle, I need your help because I need to figure out what the hell is going on there. I want to say on Friday, I noticed that there is this huge mess of old newspapers, pamphlets, like catalogues. Can't really be sure what they are, but they are everywhere. Over the road, in the gutter, like lapping up against light poles, everywhere. In people's front yards, up on the footpath. Like, they've taken over the whole street.
So this is not like one particular, say, a whole stack of one newspaper fell off the back of a truck.
Don't think so.
All different things.
All different big bundles of paper.
this is weird. So is somebody, I don't know, it hasn't been cleaned up, or it's not just one thing that...
It looks like that any kind of, like, newspaper, catalogue, pamphlet, book club that you've ever seen before has fallen out of the back of a truck and just littered the street.
So I've read... Have you heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Where the, like, aeroplanes are, like, sucked in...
And they disappear.
And they disappear... This might be like the Bermuda Triangle of Newcastle.
Of Hamilton.
But it's just for paper goods.
Could be.
Because there's a mysterious and unknown energy about that sort of thing.
It's a very kind of eerie feeling as I'm driving up Chatham Road as well. Like, I feel uneasy.
Is it a way you get to somewhere?
Yeah, like kind of. I could go an alternative way, which I have.
Just to stay away from the spookiness of it.
Yeah, it gives me the creeps. I like, what the hell has happened? It's freaking me out.
I think there's something going on with, like, the... What are they called? The ley lines or something?
Oh, you think?
And it's drawing all types of paper goods into that area.
Into I think it's, yeah, Chatham Street, Chatham Road.
Chatham Street, Chatham Road around Wickham.
Yeah.
Look, there's something going on. Maybe you know something, because we'd love to solve this mystery.
And also too, why has no one cleaned it up?
Well, that's a good question. It could be, like I said, they're getting drawn in from other places.
Yeah. It's a mess.
It's fresh paper all the time.
Very scary.
Well, indeed. And you were saying before, just off air as well, there's like a coldness to the area too.
Yeah, and you know how when you're like, yeah, it is really cold. Like when you walk into a haunted house, you feel like someone's watching you.
There's a bit of that vibe going on. Well, if you know anything more about this, please get in touch with the show. We'll take your calls off the air probably, 4967 4105, or...
Instagram at @thenovos_. Send us a DM.
A message, and we'll try and sort this out, because you can't be the only one who's noticing this.
No. And surely people are looking at it going, what the hell has happened here?
And also people probably going, where are all my pamphlets?
True.
Disappearing. And that's, you know, all part of the mystery.
I need to get to the bottom of it. It's freaking me out.
Everyone does. Hey, up next, we are doing our trivia check.
Oh, now, yes.
If you'd like to win some free money, this is your chance. $275 up for grabs. Just one question is all you need to answer right.
One trivia question. If you nail it, you walk away. $275, cold, hard cash.
Instant money. Call now. 4967 4105. If you want to play our trivia check and win money instantly, we'll do it next here at New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yeah, this is so easy. You just answer a question correctly and you get money. Simple as that. $275 is what's on the line today as we meet our contestant.
We've got Karen in Shorty this morning. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Colin. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. That's so lovely of you. I really appreciate that. What are you up to today, Karen?
Cooking.
Oh.
What are you making?
At the moment, I'm making my own special Big Mac spicy sauce.
Oh, my God.
Are you like some sort of test cook for McDonald's or something like that? Or are you just doing your own sauce for your own self?
Own sauce for my burgers at my little cafe.
Oh, are they way better than Macca's?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course they are. Hey, quick one. This is where you give your cafe a plug. What's it called?
It's called Raptor Cafe, and we're inside Closter Ford in Newcastle.
Yum.
Awesome stuff.
Love a good homemade Macca sauce. Way better all the time.
If you're in the area, check them out.
Totally. All right. Now, Karen, do you consider yourself a bit of a trivia buff?
Depends what subject.
Okay, well...
Good luck.
Let's get down to it. All right, we can't give you any clues because the boss has said so, but let's hope that luck is on your side, or even just your own best knowledge is on your side today, Karen. Who is the only female ever to win an Oscar for both Best Actress and Best Original Song?
Celine Dion.
It's not Celine Dion. I'm so sorry. It was Barbara Streisand.
Oh, bugger.
Of course. I mean, she's just an all-rounder, right?
Yeah,
she's one of the best. Oh, I'm so sorry, Karen. Unfortunately, no cash for you. But for everyone else around Newcastle and the Hunter, it's good news for them. That means a jackpot's to $300 tomorrow, Crevo.
That's right. And also, Karen's delicious sauce is going to continue to get made.
It's going
to
make your day.
Check out the Raptor Cafe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Right after us, though, heaps of awesome music, including this. You're all that I want.
A brand new one, yes, from Pinnell and Aussie legend Troy Sivan teaming up on this one. Such a banger.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And also, we've got this one. Won't you take me to
a funky town? Bit of pseudo echo.
Throwback.
Funky town, love an old schooler.
Why not? And also this.
Get a bit angry this morning.
Why not?
Get a bit of stank face going for your Tuesday commute.
Yeah, that's it. All that to come after 9 o'clock. That's us done and dusted for today, though. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.